Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
72 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50, and with our pre-opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower today on follow-through weakness from Thursday and ideas of further declines in futures markets. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower, with top prices from $46.50 to $49.50. Peoria called 50 cents lower today, with a top price of $46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,255 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59.50 to $69. The weighted average was $66.25, a loss of $1.25 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.13 to $54, and the weighted average was $52.31. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,708. The base price range was $59.50 to $73. The weighted average, $67.98, a loss of 49 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.17 to $54.25, and the weighted average was $51.55. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. Temporary relief from persistent dryness occurred overnight from Iowa and northeastern Kansas through central and southern Illinois to Kentucky. As scattered thunderstorms evolved, rainfall ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to a third of an inch most often, but Carbondale, Illinois reported an inch and Lawrenceville reported 9/10 of an inch through early this morning. Most of the rain was not great enough to change soil or crop conditions. Despite the locally greater amounts, coverage of rain was around 35% in the U.S. Corn Belt. High temperatures Thursday were in the 90s to up to 106 degrees from Kansas to Kentucky and extreme southern Ohio. High temperatures also ranged from the 70s and 80s. And low this morning's were actually in the upper 40s and 50s northwest, so lower 70s in the far south. Now, no big changes made to the forecast overnight. Most of the Midwest will have a split personality through the next week, with rain expected often in the northern and central parts of the Midwest, while sporadic shower activity occurs in the far south, offering limited relief to the ongoing dryness. Some of the rain in the northern Midwest expected to be heavy, resulting in some flooding from Minnesota and northern Iowa into southern Michigan and northern Ohio, especially over the weekend. The greatest rainfall expected late next week will impact the western and northern parts of the Corn Belt, leaving the Ohio River Basin with the lowest potential for significant rain. It will not be surprising to see 4- and 5-inch rain totals in some northern Midwest locations over the next full week. Crop stress remains serious from Missouri to Kentucky and far southwest Ohio over the next 10 days, while crop conditions elsewhere will be good despite flood concerns in a few locations. Temperatures are expected to be quite cool in the rainy areas of the far north Saturday, with highs in the 60s and 70s. Otherwise, the next week will produce daily high temperatures in these upper 70s and 80s north to upper 80s and 90s south. Very seasonal-like temperatures for this time of year. The second week of the two-week forecast offers a little greater cooling in the Midwest, temperatures becoming a little more seasonable in the southern areas. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, a few showers brought 5 to 10% rainfall coverage of the southeast on Thursday. Rainfall was greatest in southeast Virginia, where up to 2.6 inches fell, and in northwest Alabama, where 6/10 of an inch reported. An isolated shower brought 1/10 of an inch of rain in portions of northeast Arkansas, west of the Missouri Boot Heel. High temperatures were in the lower 100s from the northern Delta through northern Mississippi, most of Alabama, northern Georgia, and portions of the western Carolinas. The area from northeast Arkansas through northern Alabama was the warmest, with highs up to 106 degrees. No significant changes were made since Thursday's forecast. The latest forecast for Hurricane Dean is still for landfall somewhere in northeast Texas or the southern Texas coast. Unless the storm takes an unprecedented easterly turn, the Delta and the Southeast will not be impacted by Dean, and I don't think they want to be impacted by Dean. Hurricane Dean passed between the islands of St. Lucia and Martinique this morning with winds of 100 miles per hour. And it's forecast to move steadily to the east across the Caribbean and possibly strengthen to a Category 4 or 5 hurricane over the weekend and approach the Cayman and Jamaica and possibly into the Yucatan Peninsula early next week. Now, also elsewhere in the Delta, net drying will occur in the Delta and Southeast during the next 10 days. And yield-reducing crop stress is expected to continue from the northern Delta through the driest areas of the Carolinas and Virginia. The next round of significant rain for the Delta and Southeast will begin around the 27th or so, when moisture, hopefully from remnants of Hurricane Dean, will interact with a cool front expected across the region. But that is still quite a ways off, and a lot can change between now and then. Hurricane forecasting is long range is not very good. Next week, weather will be cooler than what region has experienced recently. That's because of the increase in cloudiness. However, high temperatures across the Delta and Southeast will still be in the 90s, with a few lower 100s. Lows will be in the 60s and 70s, and temperatures will hopefully turn cooler beyond the August 28th period. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 6.50 and a half, down a quarter last trade unchanged. December, 6.64 and a half, up a half last trade down a quarter. September wheat opened at 6.74 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter last trade up 3/4. December, 6.91 and a half, up 4 last trade down a half. July, 5.75 down a half last trade down 1 and a quarter. September corn opened at 3.20, down 1 and a half, last trade down 4. December, 3.38, down 1, last trade down 4 and a half. July, 3.71 and 3/4, down 1, last trade down 3 and 3/4. September beans opened at 7.79 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. November, 8.16, up 1 and a half, last trade down 1 and 3/4. March, 8.45 and a quarter, up 4, last trade up 1/4. September soybean meal opened at 2.18.90, up 10, last trade unchanged. September soybean oil opened at 34.52, up 2, last trade down 40. Be sure to join us tomorrow for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be meeting with the folks from Risk Management Commodities. If I can get this up on the screen, I can talk about it. We're having a little bit of computer difficulty right at the moment. I'll tell you what, while that's grinding through, we'll bring in Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, into the discussion and see what's up in his mind about the markets. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you know, I know how to kind of chart these markets when, you know, you're looking at fundamentals and technicals within the grain pits. But when you begin to throw these outside curves into the market, like we've seen this week, you know, with the Dow invading its 200-day moving average earlier this week and what that might or might not imply, I'm not on quite as sure footing. I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm not sure anybody is at this point in time. We started out yesterday, the world now seemed to be closed to a total meltdown financially. And as the day went along, recovered a little bit. We didn't quite get the follow-through. So that may be a positive sign. Overnight, the Fed, or this morning, whenever they did it, cut the discount rate a half a point for mortgage loans and this type of thing, which all of a sudden, now the Dow took off, and as we speak, it is up 198 points for the day. So if the market, grain markets followed it down because of it yesterday, it should be higher today, but we'll just wait and see if that happens.
Your call then?
good question. Stronger in the overnights, the way the market has turned around. The energy's turned around. The stock market's turned around. Rallies are going to be sold, though, it looks like, at this point in time. But right now, I'd say steady to higher beans, steady to lower corn, maybe wheat 2 to 3 higher would be the latest calls.
I want to look at the November bean chart just a second with you and ask you what your thoughts are if we were to invade support at 805.
Well, I think one thing, and this has been in the back of my mind for a long time, with these wide bases we're looking at, what does that really tell a trader? It kind of tells us that maybe the demand for beans isn't that great. If it was, there wouldn't be that big a spread in the basis. So is there more downside potential? Yeah, I think there could be. We're closing at support around that $8. We'll need to hold that at this point in time. It should trigger a bounce there, and we may get a bounce today. Long-term, projects down to 787, 746.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay.
Steve Schilling with Strategic Farm Marketing. And again, we'll be at an AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panel tomorrow at University Inn in West Lafayette, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 9 a.m. Eastern. Still time to reserve your spot if you call the folks at Risk Management, 866-837-9027, the number. You're listening to WILO Urbana, Broadcasting Service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.
BBC.